Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
These are crimes against humanity. This is genocide as described, believe it or not, the Nuremberg Code. All of those crimes came out of the Nuremberg trials. The point of which is that it provides universal jurisdiction. Universal jurisdiction means that the crime is so heinous, anybody anywhere can investigate it, anybody with any authority can prosecute it. Theoretically, you could take this to your traffic court judge and file it, and they would have jurisdiction.
You're telling me that inside the PREP Act, Marburg is mentioned specifically, and funds are being supplied to counties to build out these damn quarantine camps?
Yes, there's a special provision referencing the PREP Act and its provisions. And they passed it as an amendment to the law in 2020. So like everything else, they get ahead of it. And you can look into the HHS powers granted, and it specifically, that's 2016, it specifically mentions both coronavirus and Marburg.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. You're going to really enjoy this interview. I've got some powerful, powerful information to convey and share. Attorney Todd Callender and Jack Boatler join me in this one. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. I want to show you guys something. Bitcoin was up nearly 20% in just the past 5 days. And yes, it's a very volatile space, but people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to mydigitalmoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. Mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report, and I have very good news to share. The tide, well, it's turning just a bit. Why? Because patriots are starting to get involved and making change. Just in, criminal complaint filed in the office of the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, alleges murder and crimes against humanity. Well, how did this happen? Is it magic? No. A concerned patriot got involved. He's a granddad, a retired businessman, and yes, a patriot. I want to welcome Jack B. to the program. Jack, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Sean, and thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's absolutely my pleasure. And again, as always, it's my pleasure to welcome Todd Callender, a bulldog attorney on the side of freedom and liberty. Todd, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always good to be here, Sean.
Well, I'm just delighted to have you and to share this good news, which was spurred on because some self-help legal documents are available to you, dear listener, at vaxchoice.com. That's V-A-X-X-choice.com. Jack took advantage of these documents, and Jack helped make this happen almost single-handedly. Well, maybe with the help of Todd. Jack, tell us about what spurred you to take action.
I'd be happy to do that. And I'll go one step further, too, in terms of vaxchoice.com. I would be happy to share my work, my native file, with anybody who wants it and include my entire database for a resource. So if they can link back through you for that, I'll make it available. I never believed in the wet market nonsense when it was first announced. I just had to suck it up and deal with the irritation for, I guess, the first year, like everybody else did. You know, I told you up front, I'm not a physician. I'm not learned in the biosciences. I'm a pretty good student of human nature, and I certainly understand the body politic. But I get up in the morning just like everybody else does, I'm typically, and I put my pants on one leg at a time and I go about my business. Well, I didn't get too concerned with the whole thing until it became clear to me that military personnel were going to be forced to take the jab, and I wasn't going to have any part of it. I wanted to protect my loved ones. And so I started in earnest reading, listening, studying, recording. I compiled a huge, what I call it, an evidentiary database, such that by the time September rolled around, I had long since discovered Todd Callender and his Vax Choice template. And I've actually submitted my complaint twice, the first time in September. And that one was just a fraction of the one that I did on January the 25th for understandable reasons. And it didn't go very far. And I didn't expect really that this one would go all that far in terms of A.G. Paxton taking definitive steps. I think we're probably still in the role of adjudicating all of this in the court of public opinion, getting this information out, getting people to see just how deeply and sinisterly they've been deceived by all of it. And so it didn't stop my grandchild from taking the jab. My grandchild loved its job so much it wasn't going to put that in jeopardy, so it did it anyway. And we're just, her mom and I are praying that what she got was the saline batch, if you're familiar with all of that discussion.
Sure.
It was a neutral dose. So far, there have been no side effects. And so that's pretty much where I am. Now, the complaint itself is predicated. There's two issues involved in this. One is the genesis and the release of the vaccine itself. I want to say right up front, as far as I'm concerned, that virus is as real as the evil that created it. But similarly, I think the vaccines of the same name are as evil as the evil that created them. So there's really two aspects to the complaint. One is the genesis of the virus and the release, and the other one is the development and the release of the vaccine. So, I'll ask you a question, Sean, and invite you to answer it. I already know the answer, right? There are three requisites for a vaccine. In order to justify developing a vaccine, three things have to exist. You know what they are? First of all, it has to be needed, it has to be effective, and it has to be safe. So let's take the first one because that's particularly intriguing to me. Is it needed? We have known, because officials have told us from the very beginning, that the survivability rate, absent comorbidity factors, and absent advanced age, right, is greater than 98%. Well, now, if that's true, ask yourself this question. If you're a businessman, the CEO of Pfizer, the CEO of Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson, or AstraZeneca, whoever, are you going to invest hundreds of millions of dollars of your company's money in the development of something that has virtually no possibility of garnering a return on that investment? I mean, you'd be lucky to recover your investment. You sure wouldn't get a return on it. You don't have a market. So what did they know that the rest of us don't know? That's the first aspect. That's the needy part. The efficacy is, I think at this point, pretty well documented, though you wouldn't know it if you're limited to mainstream media sources.
Well, they say it's safe and effective, Jack, all day long.
Well, yeah, they can say all they want to. They say a lot of things that aren't true. But we have even, you can go to their own records. Theirs will show you very clearly the incidence of deaths and side effects, myocarditis, pericarditis, inflammation, blood clotting, thrombosis, go right down the list. And we know, at least based on what Dr. Peter McCullough has told us, that in this particular instance, theirs is going to be at least 4 to 5 times less than what it really is.
Because most of the people affected negatively by this thing never report. The doctors don't report. Many of the doctors obfuscate on purpose and do not want to report because they're getting paid, in my opinion. And what's worse, Jack, is that in my neck of the woods, despite all of the facts you've just shared, despite the fact that the VAERS reporting database now says more than 30,000 people in this country alone have died as the result of the mRNA injections, there is a doctor named Eileen Crespo who appears in these local commercials where I live, and she constantly parrots the benefits of the vaccine and tells concerned parents that they should run out and immediately get their kids jabbed. Don't delay. So we continue to be hit with mis and disinformation when the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, says that everything you just said, Jack, is misinformation, and he calls you a terrorist for daring to say such things.
Well, what would you expect him to do?
Well, he's lining his pockets with billions and billions and billions of dollars of blood money.
So that's a good point. Let's just look at that one briefly, the money side of it. That's what most people think is behind all of this. I don't necessarily agree with that. Although I do think money is like grease for a wheel that wouldn't turn without it. But I think, and I don't want to get too deep into this because it's kind of woodsy, but I think there are other drivers. I think global depopulation is one,
right,
and control leading ultimately to world government. Those are the primary objectives. They'd never be met absent the cash flow.
Jack, if I may interrupt just real briefly.
Of course.
You nailed it, okay? Because I agree with you about their plans for a one world government, a one world religion, a total totalitarian society in which there is no more liberty at all. And I want to go to this complaint just in, criminal complaint filed in the office of the Texas AG alleges murder and crimes against humanity, because you framed it up so well in this thing. The complainant is a resident of Texas who is representing all interested parties who received the EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization Investigational Injection of Genetic Biologic Material, mRNA, or adenoviral DNA coding for the Wuhan spike protein. Now, this complaint alleges that they want to lead us into a one world government by inducing panic, economic hardship, terror, death, and injury to global populations. Well, who are they? I'm going to turn it over to you, Todd, because you read much better than I do. Who are they?
Well, it's interesting the way they wrote this. I have my own definition, which I'll get to in a minute, but they state in the article, many of us throughout this 2-year period refer to the people that orchestrated the greatest hoax known to man as they. They have created a pandemic as a Trojan horse in order to usher in a new world order, or they are violating human rights. But exactly who are they? Jack knows exactly who they are. He goes on to say there are a few names here that do not get enough exposure. While they enjoy the relative anonymity, et cetera, the long list of names of those is in the complaint. And it goes on to list out a whole lot of people in the complaint, certainly 30 or so. I have an easier way to describe they. It's those that own everything. So if you look at our water supply, our food supply, energy supply, human resources supply, it is all owned at the end of the day by the people that own everything else. And that's the people behind the Bank for International Settlements. So I think these are really proxies. These are the ground troops, because nobody ever sees the they. But Jack does a very good job of defining them here.
Yeah, very well said, because I thought the exact same thing as you were speaking. Foot soldiers, that's the term that comes to mind regarding these people. People that include Dr. Ralph Baric, Dr. Francis Collins, Dr. Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, George Soros, Richard A. Rothschild, Deborah Birx. These are the foot soldiers. And all of these officers at Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, the World Bank, the World Economic Forum, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the IMF. These are the they. And they're just the foot soldiers for the higher powers above them. Jack, I'm coming back to you. I really appreciate it. Did you put this thing together yourself, all by yourself?
Yes, sir.
Well, well done, sir, because it reminds me of so many of those people out there now, our friend Mickey and so many other moms and concerned parents and people who just give a damn, who are going after school boards and threatening to go after their surety bonds if they don't turn away from these mask mandates and all the tyranny we're seeing in the school districts, all of which is happening because of the CARES Act and the millions, tens of millions of dollars being showered on school districts as long as school boards play along. So, Todd, it's high time that we all get involved in Jack and Mickey and so many of these people. I've had guests on, the guest who told us about surety bonds. His name escapes me at the moment, but my hat's off to that guy too, because these people are showing us all that we have the power. We just have to stand up and take it back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I wanted to impress upon people that there are a lot of people, just as you described, like Jack, when we first published a form criminal complaint, the elements of which Jack used for this. Within the first month or so, this was in March, we had more than 20,000 downloads of that form complaint. And I received calls from six different countries and people across the Western United States, all of whom wanted additional information. How do I file this thing? So people have been at this. A lot of people have been at this. And recently you see a little bit of extra progress. Jack has made some headway. We saw some people in the UK have made headway. As a matter of fact, I found out yesterday, the Attorney General of Arizona attached a criminal case number 2022-0412. So finally, the tide is changing. Finally, people are starting to see that this isn't just a mishap. This was planned. This is a genocide in progress.
So I'm not familiar with the Arizona complaint. I know that Steve Kirsch a couple of days ago was touting a complaint done by an organization headed by a lady named Michelle Ford in Sonoma County. I'm a little dubious because they're claiming to have a case number. And my, I guess what makes me dubious is you talk about a proverbial hot potato. Holy smokes, it's like on steroids. So if a sheriff's department or a county law officer, any kind of magistrate, were to sign on to something like that and to sign a case to it, they're pretty much obliged to act on it. Can you imagine the enormity of the resources it would take to do that?
So while that is true, Jack, you're absolutely right. The other thing that we've seen are people that go to file these things. In fact, one of our mama bears, as we call him, actually chased the chief of police out of the police station because he didn't want this hot potato, as you aptly describe it. One of the things they always say is, well, we don't have jurisdiction. And that's nonsense. These are crimes against humanity. This is genocide as described, believe it or not, the Nuremberg Code. All of those crimes came out of the Nuremberg trials, the point of which is that it provides universal jurisdiction. Universal jurisdiction means that the crime is so heinous, anybody anywhere can investigate it, and anybody with any authority can prosecute it. Theoretically, you could take this to your traffic court judge and file it, and they would have jurisdiction. So to your point, Jack, it's a matter of resources and it's a matter of interest. Our hope is that this is an election year for a lot of sheriffs or attorneys general, and they can be on one or two sides of this. They can either accept this and expend those resources and make a name for themselves for prosecuting crimes against humanity, or their challenger can ask, why are you not doing that, and pledge to do it. One way or another, the tide is finally changing.
This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, and as it pertains to jurisdiction, let's just think about this. Todd, if you were the parent of a child who died as the result of taking the mRNA vaccine, certainly your local sheriff or chief of police should know about that murder and therefore has jurisdiction. If Pfizer is murdering men, women, and children all over the country, then all chiefs of police and sheriffs have jurisdiction to take action, do they not? And as far as
that's exactly right.
And as far as resources go, isn't it interesting that all the CARES money, tens of millions of dollars, is spilling into school districts, but we don't have enough resources to go after Pfizer as it pertains to their crimes against humanity? Give me a break.
Yeah, it's you're exactly right.
It's pathetic.
Well, Todd, when you called me yesterday, you used a term I wasn't familiar with, but understood exactly what it was. My complaint is very broad. It's very general in nature. And one of the things I was trying to do, or I've been working on, is to get standing to back it up, to submit complaints from injured persons or loved ones, people that are willing to attest to their injury because of the way it was handled. I haven't had much success. And so the whole, all we're left with right now is adjudicating this thing in the court of public opinion. And I am going to a lot of my friends and associates, people I know, and I'm asking them, especially if they're Texas residents, contact Ken Paxton, reference that complaint. And the more people that do that, maybe it gets a little bit more weight over time. So I'm hoping.
Yeah, I think
it does.
That's a good strategy. Sure. And, you know, broadcasts like this one might help a bit. Now, I don't have the reach I once had when I was on YouTube, but certainly we have a dedicated audience. And for anybody listening who lives in Texas, you may want to do exactly what Jack just said. And for those who want to reach out to Jack and get these templates and kind of take action yourself, Jack, how do people do that? You offered that early on in the conversation. How do they reach out to you specifically?
I'm a little reluctant to give up too much contact information, but I am on Facebook. I'm very prolific. I use my social media platform, so I don't have any problem with that, but I can always be private messaged. And on Facebook, I'll come up as Jack, and in parentheses, my nickname, which is Chip, and my last name, Butler. And I'm sitting on my Harley Davidson, or no, my granddaughter sitting on my Harley Davidson.
Okay. Can you spell Butler for folks?
Yes. B like boy, O, T like Thomas, E L E R.
Okay. Jack Chip Butler on Facebook. Very good. All right. Hey, Todd, before we go, we should really just talk about this next wave. You rightly reminded me in an email yesterday that Bill Gates said they'll take it seriously next time, as he giggled and laughed maniacally in one of his interviews. And you wrote, we are there, 32-day incubation period. There are new reports of Marburg and hantavirus, both of which are hemorrhagic fevers, loose in China. What do you know about what's going on in China? I know they're quarantining some of these athletes in hellish conditions. I don't know what the excuse is for that, but Bill Gates, they'll take it seriously next time. What do you suppose he was talking about?
Yeah, this. I think that's exactly it. So if you look at the mortality rates associated with Nuremberg, they're significantly higher. If you go back to some of the enabling legislation that we've discussed before, you can find it in 42 CFR parts 71 and 72. It specifically talks about Marburg and if it hits, what the mortality rates are and how to go about issuing CDC-controlled travel passes and quarantine orders. And that's really the concerning part. We have a very good idea that that is what's coming to play for a number of reasons, including the fact that there is an element of the PREP Act dedicated to Marburg, which has recently been invoked. They're using it to fund states through intergovernmental agreements to mobilize and operate their FEMA camps, for lack of a better word. They call them quarantine or isolation centers. But we're seeing huge amounts of money going from CMS, it's Medicare and Medicaid, to fund counties to build and operate these facilities. And they seem to be earmarked for Marburg response. So at the same time, you hear stories of hantavirus and Marburg locking down three different cities in China, one of which is not far from where the Olympics are. And people are traveling to and from relatively freely. And yet you know, you have stories of these athletes being quarantined. China is worried about this. But with a 32-day incubation period, I don't think that it's possible for them to stop this inside of China. So I think they know this is coming. They're preparing for it. And as Bill Gates said, they'll pay attention next time. They'll have a higher mortality rate. And more importantly, you know, the locking down doesn't work, but now they're just getting ready to grab people. Grab them out of the airplane, grab them in the street, show up to the hospital. That's just a receiving center now for these camps. And I think this is where the one world government, really take control of humanity.
All right. Well, we can't let them get away with this because, you know, I just did an interview and I asked my guests, Hope and Tavon, how did they think they were going to get away with this? I mean, it blows my mind because Jack has figured it out. I've figured it out. You have. Evidently, Dr. Eileen Crespo hasn't, as she continues to parrot the safe and effective vaccines. You're telling me that inside the PrEP Act, Marburg is mentioned specifically and funds are being supplied to counties to build out these damn quarantine camps?
Yes, there's a special provision referencing the PrEP Act and its provisions. And they passed it as an amendment to the law in 2020. So like everything else, they get ahead of it. And you can look into the HHS powers granted, and it specifically, that's 2016, it specifically mentions both coronavirus and Marburg.
Okay, and Marburg is kind of like Ebola in that you
that's
bleed.
Right.
You bleed a lot, right?
Hemorrhagic fever.
Horrible, horrible, horrible way to die. And conveniently for these people, these monsters, these enemies of humanity, it has a 32-day incubation period, which means, what does that mean, folks? It means if you're suspected of having been near anybody with Marburg, you're going to have to self-quarantine for at least 32 days or go to one of their camps for 32 days. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the video coming out of Australia where some of these camps are being built, the boxes, the prison confinement centers are being built. And one of the construction workers showed video of a very mysterious gas line sticking out of the end, sticking out of the side of one of these quarantine facilities, a gas line that then runs into the HVAC system. Now, why would that be there? Maybe because they're going to share a little lithium with people to make them feel happier when they're in these little prisons, or maybe worse. You guys, this is the line in the sand. This is the battle for humanity. This is it. Okay? This is it. I just don't know how to say it any more clearly. And people like Jack are taking action. We need people like Ken Paxton to take action. And beyond that, I don't know what else to do because it just leaves me speechless, Todd.
The facts are there. The law is there. The power to do something about it is there. What we need right now is an arrest. One would start the whole ball rolling. And Jack listed out a variety of defendants, any one of which would be just fine to start this. Until we start arresting people and we start interrogating those people and get to the bottom of this, they're just going to continue on because we're acquiescing.
Well, if there's a glimmer of hope, it's that the facts, the testimony, the documents, and the evidence of these crimes against humanity have been assembled by Reiner Fulmich and his team, and they are moving forward to prosecute these people. Now, that may not have teeth. Okay, we haven't seen these people arrested, but to get this on the record in a U.S. grand jury style trial, Nuremberg 2.0 essentially is what it's being called, is fantastic because the facts exist. The facts are on our side, Todd. We are under attack by these enemies of humanity.
We are. And the beauty of what Reiner is doing is he truly is trying his case to the court of public opinion. And he's doing that because there haven't been any arrests made. We're to a point now that law enforcement is almost making themselves irrelevant. Look at what's happening with the truckers, where the cops are now depriving them of fuel to stay warm. That's like turning off the heating oil to your house. That is a crime against humanity by itself per the Geneva Convention. So if law enforcement isn't going to come to the aid of those who support them, those who actually pay their salaries, then people are going to start doing things for themselves. And I think the truckers are inspiring people to do that. And it may well be that's what it has to come to. I always tell people, however, do things within the law. And the law actually does allow for all of these things. Sheriffs can deputize citizens. Citizens can make citizen arrests. There are means and mechanisms to do this right now. And I think that's where we're at.
May I, if I can suggest something, you know, the old adage, squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's exactly where we are right now. And I made, when we first started this, I said, I'll make available my template, my complaint to anybody. They can easily edit it, put their own name on it, and send it to their own attorney general. The more people champion this cause, the more public awareness will come out of it. And I want to just add one other thing, too. My God, you guys have touched on so many things I could talk forever. maybe sometime in the future we can revisit this. But Mark Twain must have had y'all in mind when he came up with this quote. He said, "In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot."
Spot on, Jack. I tried to paraphrase that the other day in a conversation. I'm glad you had that quote right in front of you. Alex Jones has used that quote many, many times, and it's true. The patriots, the real brave patriots, they go under the wire first. People like Todd Callender, people like Todd Rentz, people like Jack. So join us, friends. And let me just say one last thing. I want you guys to comment on this. This is not a call for violence. It's a warning to those who are waging war against humanity. I don't know if you guys know who Cliff High is. He's the Webbot guy, pretty popular guy, smart guy. I've had him on several times in the past. He just said something that I have said in the past, and it's this. Justin Trudeau, Macron, and Merkel are really playing a dangerous, dangerous game here. And so are all of the rest of the people across the world, these quote unquote leaders who are pushing this anti-human plan. By the way, Trudeau, Macron, Merkel, all graduates essentially of the World Economic Forum's Global Leaders Program. Cliff High has what he calls web bots. They scour the internet for data, and they're predictive to the degree that he's made predictions that have come true. By the way, he predicts $100,000 Bitcoin in short order. But he said, and I've said this in the past as a warning to these people, what happened in Romania with Ceausescu and his wife, the day is coming, Cliff says, for many of these leaders, if they don't turn around now, if they don't stop now. And what is that warning? It's when the military and or the police or both stand with the people and against this tyranny. What happened to the Ceausescus? Well, there was
we know what happened to him, don't we?
A very brief trial, and then they were executed out back. So again, gents, I think the tide is turning. We just need the police and the military to stand on the side of liberty. It shouldn't be that difficult to get them to do so.
Well, that's what we're doing right now. It's not reasonable to expect the fox is going to stand in judgment of himself. So it's going to take a lot of public awareness and convincing. I mean, you got people that are so intransigent. I mean, there's just no way they can conceive of something so diabolical.
Well, that's the right word, Jack. It is absolutely diabolical. Pits of hell, demonic, diabolical, and completely, 100% anti-human. So, Well, I really appreciate having this conversation with you guys today. Again, a glimmer of hope. Criminal complaint filed in the office of the Texas AG alleges murder and crimes against humanity. Everyone listening, you can do the same. Get in touch with Jack. Get those templates. Get the documents. Go to vaxchoice.com. You can get the self-help legal documents there absolutely for free. Todd, any final words from you? And thank you for joining us today.
You know, I'm just so happy to have been a part of this conversation. And I really like your call to arms, so to speak, which is everybody show up, do this. Jack has led us already by filing this complaint. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. File it in your local law enforcement, file it in your legislature, and stand up to be counted. I think that's brilliant. So thank you, by the way, for doing that.
Yeah, thank you,
Jack. Thanks for having me, John.
Yeah, good on you, Jack. Thank you so much. Guys, you can find Jack over on Facebook. That's Jack Chip Boatler. And Todd, how do people follow you, my friend?
Vax Choice is a great way. Also, the law firm's name is Disabled Rights Advocates. And most of the time, with any kind of litigation of the public interest, through the Truth for Health Foundation and Dr. Lee.
Very, very good. Our guests have been attorney Todd Callender and Jack Boatler. Jack, thank you so much. Todd, thank you so much. And friends, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, friends. From the bottom of my heart, a special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv, where we have the server beyond the reach of Big Brother. And I'll remind everybody for free again every single day. Join us. Meet up with us. Get the real news at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
God bless you.